Yeah? The rest of the story. Once upon a time, there was a little boy named John, and he was, how can I say this kindly, he was strange-looking. He was always exceptionally tall and thin for his age, and his hands and feet were too large for the rest of him. The white blonde hair and light blue eyes that might have offset his otherwise awkward appearance were themselves antagonized by a colossal aquiline nose. Said that the sum of these mismatched parts created the look of an ungainly bird, maybe a stork or something like that. And that was where his problems only began, because John was reared in poverty so abject that his parents had to make what little furniture they had out of scrap wood. In fact, the bed in which they slept was actually a wooden frame that had once supported a coffin, and shreds of black cloth still adhered to it. John's daddy was a shoemaker, and his mother was a washerwoman. The neighborhood in which they lived was a rickety haven for the outcasts and scoundrels of society. One could scarcely imagine anybody rising from the depths of these circumstances to any altitude at all. But let me tell you the rest of the story. Once upon a time, in the same country, was a crown prince who fell in love with a beautiful teenage aristocrat named Elise. The girl became pregnant. She would have liked to marry the prince, except that his marriage was reserved for a political alliance. When 17-year-old Elise bore her child, she was living in a castle, wherein was employed a housekeeper named Anna Marie Andersdotter. Anna Marie Andersdotter was the mother of the awkward young man you have just met. Today, it's about two centuries later, historians have finally reassembled the puzzle pieces. Historian Jens Jorgensen, for example, says that there now can be no doubt that the ungainly stork-like child, reared in a slum, was the out-of-wedlock son of a future king, that the infant was given to a castle housekeeper to be brought up as her own, and that the secret has been kept until now. It's long been said that the crown prince's son was born April 2, 1805. That's precisely the date when awkward John was said to have been born to a 39-year-old mother, 2 months married. The record of John's high school tuition has recently been discovered. The payments, more than twice what any other students could have afforded, has been traced directly to the royal family. We know that from the age of 5, John not only made regular visits to the prince's family, but that the prince himself often visited the tiny town where John attended school. And there is otherwise evidence of continuing royal patronage, assistance from the future King Christian VIII, from whom it said John received his middle name. You see, John in Danish is Hans. And if we may gain anything from the new and surprising knowledge of author Hans Christian Andersen's royal heritage, it would be a fresh perspective on one of Andersen's fairy tales, which he always maintained was autobiographical. You remember the story of the ugly duckling? Until this moment, you thought Hans Christian Andersen was referring only to his awkward appearance. Well, historian Jens Jorgensen says that we now know the fairy tale's true moral. The true moral was that growing up in a duck pond doesn't matter if you were hatched from the egg of a swan. And now you know the rest of the story.